You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. Coming up in an hour, we'll dive into the Commanders' first opponent, who they face in their home opener on Sunday, the New York Giants, as we talk to Paul DiTino. He covers the Giants for WFAN in New York. He'll jump on at 8 o'clock. Talk a little college football with Mike Locksley, head coach at Maryland at 9. But at 7 o'clock, time to hit the skins.
All right, boys. I'm just going to steal this tweet from Nikki Javala. It's kind of interesting. If the Commanders win their season opener on Sunday, Cakes,
yes,
she points out, it'll be the first time in 25 years that they've won three straight games against the New York Giants. Mm. Think about that.
Nice.
25. Last time they did it was 1998 to 2000, where actually the Skins had won four straight. Earl Forsey then retweeted it. We love Earl. And Earl had some nuggets from the first of those four straight wins. Do you know who the quarterback was for Washington? 98 to 2000. So in 1998.
I think Tony Banks might have been in there at the end.
You're probably right. Trent Green was Washington's starting quarterback. Remember, we love Trent.
Trent was there at the beginning.
Trent was like the one guy. We'd go out to Redskins Park every week back in the day. And we interviewed Charlie Castley. He brought us back at his office, and he was just so kind to us. And we would see his draft board and his FUBAR list.
I was going to say Gus Frerotte. Was Gus Frerotte there?
In 98? Maybe. Yeah, probably. Irving Fryer, Earl points out, and Andre Reed had touchdown catches in 2000.
Some old names right there.
In their last of their four straight wins against the Giants.
So, I was a little off. Jason's right. So 98, Trent Green, Gus Frerotte. 99, Brad Johnson. 2000, which is Brad Johnson into Jeff George.
Mm.
Jeff George was Snyder's first little pet project.
I was thinking Jeff George, but I didn't say it.
Jeff George, we interviewed him at one of those Super Bowls, I think in Atlanta.
He was very nice.
He was actually very cool, yeah.
He was awesome. Like, we really liked him. And he's one of those guys that, like, had this terrible sort of reputation.
Yeah.
And a kind of a malcontent. He was awesome with us.
Shoddy dumped him after three games. Yeah, then Shoddy went to Tony Banks.
Yeah.
Man, what a bad collection of quarterbacks.
Shoddy flexed his kind of power at that point and cut him. Just outright cut him. Didn't bench him. Just cut him. Said, see you later.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we loved Jeff. He was a good dude. We liked him. But Trent Green was like the only guy that would kind of acknowledge us. We had just started working in radio just for a couple years. We had a weekly interview with Charlie out at Ashburn. And we'd go back in the office, and Trent would say hello to us. He was like the fourth string quarterback. Did nobody. He was like the seventh round.
He's a good dude.
Such a just a down-to-earth, decent guy. Just happy to be there. And those are the kind of guys that talk to you when you're first coming up in radio.
Signed, yeah, the underdogs.
Signed
yeah.
by Sports Illustrated when he was with the Chiefs on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Not surprising.
Trent had some runs. Like, he had health issues that kind of prevented him from really, really, you know, going on extended runs. But he had some runs where he put up some numbers.
Hell yeah.
If you remember.
Two-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, crazy.
I know the Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything now, but at one point being voted as the Pro Bowl quarterback was impressive.
Right. Just a couple little roster notes, and then we'll move on. They came out with their depth chart, but I want to go into.
The running back position was interesting.
But the Commanders, of course, they're going to be six-point favorites, Cakes, against the Giants. They did have a – this was interesting – so they had a former player last year who played all 17 games with the Skins, okay? They didn't re-sign him.
Okay.
But he played all 17 games. He signed as a free agent with the Cardinals in March, but then was released. The Jets just signed him. He's a former linebacker. I barely knew he was on the roster. In fact, I would have bet he wasn't on the roster.
Okay.
His name is Mikel Walker. He was one of their special team studs.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Played on 74% of the special teams snaps. He only played 7 snaps on defense behind Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. But the Jets
it's
just
harder,
him.
I think, to notice special teamers now.
Totally.
And we'll see what happens with kickoffs this year because, I mean, what was the percentage of returns last year? 15%? 20%?
Well, they're most trying kicks. To up that with the right. With the rules changes.
So
now.
I'm saying it might change. But you just didn't see many kickoff returns, so it's harder for special teams players to stand out.
All right, so as we mentioned, the depth chart, the unofficial depth chart, came out yesterday. And one of the guys that I was listening to as I was driving and pointed out, and I don't know if this is true, but he says this is basically the marketing department putting this out. This isn't something necessarily that Dan Quinn put out. I'm sure he probably okayed it on some level. But their PR, you know, department put out the unofficial depth chart for week one. Okay, no real surprises in a lot of the areas. Obviously, Jaden won. You have Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Debo Samuel, your top three receivers. Tight end Zach Ertz. Yeah. But here's where it gets a little interesting. A little interesting. Larry Metunsil is your starting left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
According to this depth chart, Josh Connerly has won the right tackle job, Cakes.
Yep.
I don't think that's a total surprise. I think that that's what they wanted.
I think that's what they wanted.
And he showed out.
But he got better as the summer progressed. And listen, it could still be a rotation thing. I think last year, Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas still split a lot early on in the season. So that could be a situation where he still kind of share some time maybe with Wiley or Trent Scott. They've got Tyler Biadasz, obviously starting center. Nick Allegretti starting at right guard. And then at left guard, Brandon Coleman. So from left to right, Tunsil, Coleman, Biadasz, Allegretti, and Connerly
so Allegretti,
should be your starting offensive line.
So Allegretti's starting over Wiley.
Yes, Wiley could be like sort of that swing guy who could fill in at right tackle. If Connerly needs to break, he could fill in at guard.
It's a much better offensive line. Than
much
it was
better.
A year ago.
Much better. Also interesting, I think, before we even get to running back, Luke McCaffrey is kind of listed there multiple spots. Now, again, they only kept 5 receivers. Mm-hmm. So somebody had to be listed multiple times. They've got Jalen Lane behind Debo, Luke McCaffrey behind Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin. So there are going to be plenty of snaps and routes there for Luke to get on the field.
It's a big season for him.
When some of these guys... step down. I did see that there was a story on Yard Barker yesterday that a lot of people here locally have been kind of down on Luke because he didn't really show out in training camp and the preseason games for fans, at least from the fans' perspective. But there's some guy from the Juggernaut or something. Have you heard of that site?
I have not.
The Juggernaut.
N-A-U-T. I have not.
Seen Sports Knot.
I'm like
sure they're connected.
Maybe it's Sports Knot. Something like that. He thinks Luke McCaffrey could be still a breakout guy. A breakout receiver for Washington.
I mean, that would be a welcome thing for the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, if that happens.
Yeah.
He has another piece that he can work with that's actually reliable.
Now, when you get to the running backs, this is the one that's raising some eyebrows. And again, Who knows how this shakes out? This could just be a nod to sort of veterans. But Austin Eckler listed as RB1.
Mm, top the depth chart. Look at that.
With Jeremy McNichols, number two.
Yep.
Mm. Now, my understanding is more of a special teams guy than he is going to really contribute at running back. But who knows? C-Rod, three. And Bill,
four.
Four. Now, who knows what that means? I know for fantasy football guys, they're freaking out. You don't know. Maybe you have to wait a couple weeks to see how that shakes out, Cakes, before you play somebody other than Eckler.
I'll just, like, if Bill doesn't get, like, a jersey for week one, people are gonna lose their minds in the fantasy community because he was getting drafted pretty high.
Right.
Like, in the, like, seventh or eighth round in some drafts. I did not pick him, full disclosure.
All right.
He went pretty high in the draft last night.
Yeah.
Well, right now he's currently behind four. Jeremy McNichols and C-Rod.
People are going to be tweaking if he's not playing week one.
And he might not get a jersey. Who knows?
We don't know. We'll
what
see.
Are the bill bets you have going on right now? Because you have multiple bill bets. Valdez, can you get the bet book?
I might need to take out a second mortgage to cover all these bets.
Remember, this is their 53, and how many inactives do they have to have? So they're going to have somebody inactive. Is it going to be a fourth tight end inactive? Is it going to be one of the offensive linemen inactive? Is it going to be a fourth running? I mean, who's going to be inactive? Who's not going to get a jersey? Maybe it'll be one of the D linemen that they have. One of their linebackers?
They're speculating that McCaffrey might not.
Because he doesn't really. They're only going to go four receivers?
I mean, he doesn't really play teams, does he?
Well, he's a returner. He's their number one kick returner, actually.
He is?
So yes. Debo isn't?
On the depth chart, Debo is listed.
Okay, he's the number two.
He's number two in both kicking
and punt return.
I think they have
two kickoff guys out there, though, right? They don't
sometimes,
just have
usually.
One.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get a jersey.
Yeah, I think he will, too.
They just don't have enough receivers. There's no way they could have the three guys and then Jalen Lane.
Cakes has Bill leads the Commanders in carries week one. Ooh. Cakes, yes. JP, no.
That's a win, JP.
Hopefully that was a 25-cent bet.
It's $2. Okay. Most carries standard. For the season, you have Bill.
Yeah.
JP has the field. That's $10.
Yeah, I don't love the JPS the field. I think I made some bad bets
That was a stupid bet on your part. You should have made JP take...
Pick one player.
Pick one player.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, but you're crushing on Bill.
Yeah, it's full blown
infatuation.
I was lusting after.
I know you were, but you made a poor decision by giving JP the field at even money.
I was swept up in the moment.
Yes,
I let my emotions get the better of me.
C-Rod will be the first back on the field on the first play to start the season. Cakes, yes or Cakes, no? EB, yes.
Okay, how much is that for?
$2.
Okay. Well, it looks like Eckler's going to be the guy.
Would that be quashed if it's not either of them?
Yeah, if it's none of them, it's void.
Yeah, if it's Eckler taking the first carry, that bet is null and void.
All right, give me the defensive line depth chart, EB.
Yeah, so that's not really any real surprises. You got Dietrich Wise, defensive end, the two tackles, Payne and Kinlaw. Mm. That's where I'm really going to be watching. Dorrance Armstrong, opposite Wise.
Okay.
Outside linebacker, so-called, of Von Miller. Then you've got Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu. And then Marshawn Lattimore, I guess, is your CB1. Trey Amos, your CB2. Your inside guy, your nickel guy, Mike Sanistrill. And, of course, your safeties, Will Harris and Quan Martin.
I mean, it's just a better roster than last year.
Much better. That's older.
But that was
older.
But you just named
better.
You just named 12 guys.
Because they include Von Miller
as an
edge guy when they don't really use.
So
you know, more often than not, you're going to have three corners on the field.
So Miller probably won't be on the first play.
Right.
Also, he's listed as outside linebacker because of the number he chose.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see in the Washington Post that Barry Svrluga took your bit?
No. He wrote
an entire column about how this team is better than last year's team, but their record could be worse.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have that thought, though, right?
I know. But
I think you were first to the party on that. 6 months ago, people were slamming me. I said, look, I love the direction of the team.
I was reading it this morning. I was kind of chuckling.
I don't think you stole that from me because I think it's an obvious thought. We had so many things go in our favor last year. It's going to be hard to stay as hot. But, I mean, the roster's better, right? Especially if Lattimore is anything close to what he was.
The roster's definitely better.
Yeah.
I said this last week or 2 weeks ago. They used to only have one guy in that top 100 list. Mm-hmm. They've got four now.
Four now.
The talent level has gotten better.
Yeah, we mentioned number one punt returner, Jalen Lane. Number one kick returner, Debo. Luke McCaffrey backing up both guys. And then, you know, keep your eye out on Matt Gay. That's something that I'm still not sold on there yet, buddy.
Again, I'm fine with him under 50. He gets dicey 50-plus. I just feel like he's almost always going to hit the 40-plus yarders, and 50, he's going to struggle.
All right, well, don't
get... That's going to be the issue.
DQ, unless it's a potential, you know, game tire or game winner, DQ's got to be smart about that.
DQ's going to keep going for it.
Keep going for
That's what he does.
Or if you want to just try and Tress Way, he'll pin somebody. He'll pin somebody inside the seven.
Yep.
So they just got to be smart.
So
tell you what, it's going to be a challenge from the start for Connerly if he's starting, because that Giants defensive line is no joke.
Well, yeah, and he'll be going against Abdul Carter, right? But everybody pointed out
they might move him around
in the was it in the bowl game that Connerly held up pretty well against him. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Carter, he held him to zero sacks. My understanding is, and I didn't watch the breakdown of it, but that, you know, Carter had his moments, but Connerly certainly held his own and did as well as anybody did against him last year. So that's good.
We're going to get back into the Commanders coming up at 8 o'clock. Paul Dottino, who covers the Giants, will join us as we dive into Sunday's matchup here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Paul Dottino joins us as we preview Commanders Giants.
Where are you guys watching on Sunday? You just watch them from home?
Oh, from home.
Yeah.
Oh, home base.
Where else will we watch?
Pat, you know what? We'll watch it on the deck outside. I love fall.
Well, I think it's perfect weather outside. In store for Sunday from what I saw a few days ago.
Yeah.
Should be amazing.
I'll have my silly Daisy French onion dip.
Oh, just vats of it.
Vats of the dip.
I'm in a little bit of a bind. So my daughter has 3 soccer games. I'm coaching. I'm not retired from coaching. I'm still coaching the school team.
Yeah.
So I got a school game on Saturday, and I have a club game on Saturday, and then she has a club game on Sunday at 11 in Springfield.
Oh,
dang, that's brutal.
Oh, that just
I was
sucks.
Almost thinking I got to post up at a restaurant in Springfield.
I mean, how long are the games? How long is her game? An hour?
I think they're 35-minute halves.
Oh, halves. Oof.
So the game probably finishes... I mean, we probably can get out of there at 12:30, but from Springfield, I'll definitely miss.
This should be you.
And Springfield, think about this. You know what the traffic is like coming from Virginia.
It's awful.
Once you hit Tyson's to the American Legion Bridge. So Springfield, to get back to Gaithersburg, it's going to be an hour.
Can you Sunday least, might not. Yeah, that, Sunday that, might not be as bad.
Shouldn't be that bad.
Because I'm not sure. Do they still do construction on Sundays?
You got to grab her immediately after the game is done. No chit-chat, no flaming with any of the other parents. No... orange slices or Gatorade straight in the car, and then you're speeding home. You're doing 80 on the
way home. You gotta go dark.
DVR the game. Every Sunday. I mean, I get it. I had lacrosse on Sundays at times when my kid was coming up, and it's tough, man.
Oh, it's gonna be every Sunday. She's on a travel team.
Sunday. Sleep in till about 8. Wake up, big stretch. Go brew a pot of coffee. Look at all my fantasy lineups. Get any bets in. Won't watch any of the clown show pregame shows. And then at 12:59, turn on the
will
TV
you do
and
any
watch
exercise on a Sunday?
Exercise on a Sunday.
I mean, because it's
great
like
question.
Because you end up sitting the whole day. You're right. It's a good point.
For me, like the weekends, it's hard to work out during the week because we're exhausted.
I'll take my dog for 2 walks, a pre-Commanders game walk and a post-Commanders game walk.
All right.
At some point. But any other exercise on
Will those
on
delicate
NFL
hands
Sunday?
Ever touch a dumbbell on
a
Sunday?
A dumbbell?
Yeah.
No. These hands haven't touched a dumbbell in years.
Okay. All right.
So you're not going to watch any pregame stuff? You're not going to, not even fantasy
Maybe
stuff?
Maybe fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't watch like CBS pregame or those clowns on
too.
Fox. Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw doing
worse.
Highlights makes me want to drive my car. Off a cliff, Thelma Louise
style.
But
I just watch it just because they're talking about the games.
What about NFL Network?
No. I'm just anti all those shows.
I really don't watch it.
Because I get enough of the content already. I just need to see the game.
I think I might do the DVR bit because you can catch up. If I arrive at 1:30 at my house,
okay.
I can start the game, and I'll probably catch up by 2 o'clock.
Definitely can. My dad does that all the time.
Maybe you can. I like to be interactive. I'm a big X guy on Sunday.
But I looked at the schedule for my kid's soccer, and then it said whatever the name of the field was, and I was like, where's that? I punched it in and said Springfield, Virginia. I was like, what?
It couldn't say, like, couldn't be someplace
I remember those
Bethesda
days.
Or...
I remember those days.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you do it. It's more important than the football, but it is a dagger.
I mean, I'm going to be putting in DFS lineups. I mean, my Sunday morning is chock full.
And we got to make our survivor pick.
We definitely
you know, we
have
talked
to do that.
About that we were going to talk about it during the sports page. Well, I never got around to it.
Now's the perfect time to do it.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I'm out on the Eagles pick.
You're out?
Yes.
Why
I know
you
that
out?
You want to lobby.
Give me some rationale. Why are you out?
Because it's possible.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's likely.
Yeah.
But it's possible Dak with CeeDee Lamb and Pickens could have a big game.
Okay, so can't Jalen Hurts also have a big game with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley?
Of course.
I mean, those guys can't have big games, too?
Of course.
But sometimes,
the Eagles started off slow last year.
Yeah, but they won their first game.
Not worried about last year. I'm worried about them playing tomorrow night at home.
I'd rather pick a patsy cakes, and I don't think the Cowboys are going to be a patsy.
Well, I don't think they're going to be very good. You're also bypassing the second highest spread of the week. The only team with a higher spread is the Denver Broncos. Okay, they're 8.5-point favorites. The Cowboys are catching 7.5. So the Eagles are laying 7.5 in the game. They're at home. There's no Micah Parsons. And by scanning the rest of the week one games, by my estimation, they're one of only six teams that we can select.
Okay, well, that's five other teams.
There's only one.
I mean, that's a pretty good
one. It's one of six.
It doesn't scare you, that game, at all? Do you have full confidence, Bish Bucks?
I don't have full confidence, no. There's another team that I have more confidence in terms of just winning outright.
All right, so let's look at the possibilities. So, obviously,
so hold up. Philly. Jason can give us the one that he says is more confident.
Denver. I like Denver, especially at home.
Denver is one of the six that I would consider.
I think Denver, coming off of last year, let's just assume Bo Nix keeps ascending, and you know they're well coached. It's going to be tough for Tennessee to go on the road in that stadium.
I agree. I'm fine.
Especially with a rookie quarterback. They don't have a ton of offensive talent.
In my opinion, these are the only six teams that we can consider.
Mm-hmm.
And that six may be a stretch. Philadelphia. This one will rankle the room because they hosed us last
year.
Cincinnati.
You have to consider,
okay?
Consider them.
This one I don't love because I have a hard time trusting that shrimp Kyler Murray. Arizona.
Oh, I don't like them.
It's like Carolina, right?
No, they're at New Orleans. 6.5 point.
I don't have any faith in him.
I just said I'm a little bit wary of it. This next one may make you throw up in your mouth, but this is the only time I think that we could use this team all year. They're a short favorite at home. Jacksonville against Carolina.
Well, I think it's nutty. there's no way I'm putting $1,000 on
Jacksonville. Under consideration. I'm not saying we have to pick it.
I'm ruling that out.
I can't bet on AWOD.
I can't.
Liam Cohen.
They're 3.5-point favorites. All right, we all already mentioned Denver.
Yep.
And the only other team I feel like we can consider, the Commanders.
We can't.
Those are your six teams.
I can't take Washington.
I'm not going to take Washington.
I'm not doing that.
No. We're really narrowing down
the
field.
That's a dicey game.
I mean, it's narrowed down to one for me now.
Which is?
It's one and one only.
I like Denver. I like Denver.
I'm with you on the Broncos.
All right.
I don't know. For some reason. And look, Philadelphia could smash the Dallas Cowboys.
My counterpoint.
But I think we're kind of sleeping on how good that passing game might be with Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Pickens.
Okay. They lost their best defensive player, and they can't stop the run. So how are they going to stop Saquon Barkley?
They're not.
They probably won't.
It could be a shootout. Like you like to say, pew, 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 pew.
I love shootouts. Pew, pew. I'm a fantasy guy. I love them. Here's my only pushback for Denver. And this is a big if. What if Cam Ward is just silly and comes out guns a-blazing in his NFL debut? What if he's better than everybody expects? Now, it's against Patrick Surtain and
he's
really
not
going to
be in that stadium against that team.
I'm just throwing it out there as a slight possibility.
Well, that's what he's saying about Dak. What if Dak's on fire?
How many wins is Cleveland expected to have?
Under six?
Not good. I like Cincinnati as well.
I think Cincinnati. I like Cincinnati more than I like Denver, to be honest with you. And I'm not convinced of Denver's greatness.
I do have scar tissue from picking Cincinnati last year. But I'm trying to focus on the
present.
Everyone
in the whole world knows that that's their issue. They got to come out and win.
And my pushback there is Joe Flacco is competent.
Yeah, he's not terrible.
He will throw the ball up and down the field all game long because he gives zero Fs. He's 40 years old. This is his last hurrah.
And everyone just says the Bengals defense is horrific.
Which it probably still is.
So even though I tried to pin the blame on last year's Survivor loss week one on you, it turns out that you actually were lobbying for something else.
Thank you.
I should listen to you. Listened to you last year.
I'm not trying to sway you to any one pick. I'm just pointing out the landmines we could stepping on.
There's no way Dallas is going to beat Philly.
I don't think there's any way Dallas goes into Philly the night that they raise their banner and they get their rings. They're going to beat the Eagles in the lane.
You're probably right, but Philly did get off to a slow start last year. Now they beat Green Bay in Brazil, I believe, or I don't know where that was.
I think it was in Brazil.
But then they lost the next week to Atlanta at home.
Right.
Then they won, and then they started out 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't come out of the gates great last year.
That's all right. They're a better football team. It's not even close.
You're
getting your money in good.
Now, Denver didn't either.
Did Jalen Hurts pass in the preseason?
Did he pass?
Did he play? Did he throw the ball?
I mean, I'd have to look up the stats. I don't think he played much, if at all.
Probably
I mean, it's
not.
It's a wild card for some of these teams.
Yeah, who cares if he passed?
He's not a wild card.
I know, he's just going to hand it to
Saquon.
Maybe Kenny Clark is silly stopping the run.
No.
Did Dak pass?
Did Dak play in the preseason?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
How are we so in a pretzel in week one? We're in a full blown twisted
pretzel. We have no confidence. We have no swagger.
We do have no swagger. We have none.
I'll tell you right now, unless you prove me otherwise, I'm all in on Philly. It's stupid to not pick Philly.
So we already have kind of a split.
It's stupid.
You guys
to not
like
pick
Philly.
Hey,
we like Denver.
We can't be picking now. This is.
I'm just saying.
No, just
that's my lean.
Well, my lean's Denver, but I could be swayed.
Well, if we're gonna pick Philly, we gotta pick them soon.
It's gotta be in by what tomorrow
the game
morning?
Is tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah.
So the Philly Dallas game needs to be in by, I think, 4 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Yeah, that's plenty of time. We'll be end of show tomorrow. By end of show tomorrow, we have to have a pick if it's going to be them.
You don't have to have a pick, but you need to eliminate.
Right.
You need to eliminate Dallas, Philly.
I'm not eliminating them. I'm picking Philadelphia.
They're on record pretty much, those two.
I mean,
I'm not fully on record, but I do like the Eagles.
I like them as well.
Dallas is a poop show.
But I kind of want to save them. Kind of want
to. We just need to get to week two.
There's no
man.
Saving.
There is no tomorrow.
There's no
we gotta
saving.
Got to get to week two.
I mean, we're going to be lucky to last 3 weeks in this thing.
I mean, how's Cam Ward going to go on the road in his first game as
he's
a starter
not.
And beat a good team that won double digit games last year?
He's probably not. He's probably going to take it his lumps in his first start. Odds are.
Well, then why aren't you on Denver?
I'm considering Denver. I said they're one of the six teams I would consider picking.
If I took Denver, that's literally holding my nose and picking them.
I think I would be holding my nose on the Philly play.
You really
I'm going to hold my nose on any play.
I think the Cowboys.
You don't think Philly's markedly better? Aren't they projecting Dallas to win 3 or 4 games this year?
No way.
They won 7 last year.
They just lost their best player.
Yeah, but they have their offense. They didn't lose their quarterback or their receivers.
They've got CeeDee Lamb and Pickens.
I'll tell you that their odds.
I believe they're going to put up some points this year.
There's no way their win total's 3.5 or 4.5.
What? Okay, 5.5 now.
I bet you it's seven and a half.
It didn't drop since when they lost Micah.
I bet you it's 7.5, 8.5.
So it didn't. They didn't lose anything off their win total
from 5 days ago, according to Fox Sports. 7.5 wins.
All right, and that's is that when they still had Micah?
Didn't Micah get traded more than 5 days ago?
That's post Micah.
That's post Micah trade.
So it's they lost nothing. Nobody thinks that's going to affect the team. They're crazy.
It might affect them by a game, but it's not going to affect them
so
by
his
4 games.
War is one,
but won't it help the team that they have their starting quarterback healthy again?
Just think the Eagles
and
are
that they
so
added
better.
George Pickens.
You actually think the Cowboys are capable of going 4-13 just because they lost Parsons? That's insane.
I think he's the best defensive player in the game.
It doesn't matter. The offense scores points, not Micah Parsons.
Okay,
and they've got.
If Dak stays
healthy, they're going to win more than 4 games.
I'm in on Philly.
All right.
We will lock it down tomorrow.
I'm not totally against Philly. I just
We're going to have to do a ranking tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If Cakes is still on Philly and Eric's on Philly,
yep.
We need to rank the teams and figure out if Philly is a part of the equation or not heading into the Survivor.
I can't believe we're split already in week 1.
Yeah. That's what happens when you got.
I mean, I'm not sold on Denver at all.
I think this might be one of the hardest weeks to do because no one has any idea.
Yeah,
a lot of questions.
You have a lot of questions. At least you have some 1 week of data heading into week 2 and so on and so forth. Once you get past this, I think it's a lot easier. Just got to get past this.
Just got to get past week 1. Something we were unable to do in 2024.
Sad, but true.
It's a sad legacy. I don't know.
I'm going to be speechless if you guys get bounced in week 1.
You guys
might be the worst Survivor players in the world.
I might be willing to dance with the devil that is known as the Cincinnati Bengals.
I might be willing to dance
with
that.
Well, I guarantee you this. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. This is just the Sports Junkies' lives.
Yeah.
Whoever we pick will lose. Every other team we talk about will win.
Yeah. The Jags will boat race the Dumb Panthers.
If we don't take Denver,
31-10.
And we take Philly, Philly will lose. Denver will roll by 30.
What do you care? You got a silent partner, don't you?
I know, but I still want to
put up a dollar.
I didn't put up $1. But I still.
Hold on, you're free rolling?
Yeah.
Wait a second. So your silent partner bought 100% of your
action? It's not a silent partner. His name rhymes with Malnoy Lod.
Okay. I mean, you can't believe you're selling all of your. So if we if we're at the end and we're holding up the big cartoon check, yeah. He gets all of your shares?
How do you think am I the worst negotiator in the world? Of course not.
You guys are fitty fitty.
Cowboy Todd just wants the ADs. Yeah.
Trust me, Cakes. It enrages me. It enrages me so much.
That Jason has nothing on
he's
the
got
line.
No skin
right.
Game.
You know what?
His
picture mean less than yours, Cakes.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
you should get less of a vote.
Cowboy Todd's
got money happen. In it.
All right, let's take a break.
The Cakes feels this in his loins.
The survivor pick will be made tomorrow. For our Circus Survivor pool. Coming up next, we'll get into the Junkies Blitz. Don't go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Paul Dottino from WFAN in New York is going to join us as we start diving into the matchup between the Commanders and the New York Giants. At 9 o'clock, Mike Locksley joins us, head coach of the Terps. They got off to a good start. Big win on Saturday.
Northern Illinois, who they play Friday night, beat Holy Cross 19-17, and I believe their quarterback had to be helped off the field.
Ooh.
So they had to play their backup quarterback, but we'll see if he's ready to go for Friday night.
Time now, though, to get into the Junkies Blitz. We go around the NFL, talk some NFL, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game, like live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL
to get started. So we were talking about the Commanders-Eagles matchup. I mean, the Cowboys-Eagles matchup. And the Eagles will be, it's banner night. Mm-hmm. They'll be unveiling their Super Bowl banner. Nick Sirianni, though, says that the team's not going to go out there for the unveiling. He says that's for the fans. He wasn't even aware that the season opener coincides with the banner ceremony. He goes, I didn't know. We won't be out for that. So they don't want to have it as a distraction.
I don't have a problem with that. I think that's fine. If he and the team want to just let the fans celebrate it while they're getting ready for the Cowboys mentally in those last few moments, we've got no problem with that.
A.J. Brown, their wide receiver, said, I think from the outside, I think the city and everybody that's been talking about it, but this building has been locked in. We put that to bed long ago. We just ready to go. That's over with. A lot of the players didn't even experience that, so that's over.
Hmm.
Interesting in Pittsburgh. Where
by the way, Philly has not hosted Dallas in week one since we were born.
Really? It's been that long?
1970 was the last year that Dallas played at Philly to open the season.
Interesting in Pittsburgh where Cameron Hayward was holding in like Terry McLaurin. Mike Tomlin, his contract has not been resolved, his contract situation, trying to renegotiate a deal. Mike Tomlin said he expects him to play.
Hmm.
Yeah, if he's under contract and doesn't have an extension, like you still expect that guy to be there.
So he hasn't practiced one day?
I think he's done the bit where like Terry McLaurin was doing.
Right, he's just out there, right.
Stretching.
But he hasn't practiced one day.
Tomlin said in his weekly news conference, Cam doesn't play a lot in team development over the last several years. My job is to get him in and out of Latrobe training camp, and I've done my job. And so there are no reservations about his participation or his readiness. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit.
Mm. All right.
That's him basically saying, if you want to get paid for week one, you better be on the field. That's kind of what Mike Tomlin is saying.
Right.
Like I said, we're going to have Paul Dottino on shortly, who covers the Giants. The Giants released their depth chart, mm-hmm. and you know James Winston is on the depth chart, but Jackson Dart is number the number two quarterback behind Russell Wilson.
I think that's good.
That just gets him that much closer.
Yeah.
So
I mean, played well in the preseason.
If Russ, shows you if Russ has a rough half and it really starts going bad in the third quarter, you could see him just grasping
that quickly
at any point.
Man,
Dable does look like Dable.
He's in love.
Looks as infatuated with Jackson Dart as Cakes is to Bill.
Bill, I love you. You're my guy. Yeah. Love you, Bill.
No, he loves him.
I hope
him
you're not really
sure.
The number four guy on the depth chart, Bill.
I heard a guy. I think it was he on with Grant and Danny. I think he was on with Grant and Danny, and he was talking about Russ and that you know Russ obviously still has the deep ball. Doesn't move like he you know used to. Obviously. But the question he has is that he said he was at every training camp practice and he just never saw them really get into a rhythm against their defense. Like, for, you know, like he still makes plays, but like sustained drives where they look like, okay, this looks like this is what we're going to have. Never really saw
that. Maybe that's standard in camp because that's what you were afraid of here in Washington that reports were that Washington's offense
wasn't
strong.
We at least had an excuse. We had no Terry. And a big part of our offense is Jaden, and he's not going to run around like crazy in, you know, in that situation.
The Patriots get some good news.
He could be just a game manager this year.
Stephon Diggs, who tore his ACL just 10 months ago, apparently is ramping up, and it looks like he will play in week one.
Okay.
So that's good news for the Patriots.
It's great news for Drake May.
Hell yeah.
Drake May.
I mean, that's a great short and intermediate target for him to help that passing game along.
They open at Gillette Stadium against the Raiders. I wanted to get into some of kind of the try to take a little sneak peek at some of the intriguing week one matchups. I think that one's pretty intriguing because you've got Pete Carroll coming back,
mm-hmm.
Ashton Jeanty, Geno Smith now with the Raiders, and then a lot of buzz about the Patriots being a team that's on the rise with Vrabel as the head coach.
It's a great matchup.
And McDaniel's back as the offensive
coordinator. Yeah, like, McDaniel.
That
yeah.
should help Drake May, too.
100%.
Like being in a better offensive system, they bring in Diggs, they draft Henderson. It's just a better ecosystem for him in year two.
He's got a better all-around supporting cast.
Yeah.
I think another intriguing matchup, it's got to be the Steelers-Jets game. It's the Aaron Rodgers revenge game. Mm. Aaron Glenn seemed to get bitter, the head coach of the Jets, when a reporter asked him about Aaron Rodgers and the film, and if he's watching the film and why he got rid of him, he wants to turn the page. Yeah. But you're going to see Justin Fields against Aaron Rodgers.
Justin Fields revenge game, too. Against the Steelers. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's a double revenge game, JP.
Double revenge game.
These are the greatest. Love them.
So I think that's an intriguing matchup.
Did you hear what Brady said about Aaron Rodgers? It was kind of a big deal.
I know he said he was the best thrower of the football he's
said,
ever
Aaron
seen.
Aaron in his prime, to me, is the greatest passer of the football the league's ever seen.
That's pretty high praise.
He could get the ball
Brady.
From point A to point B faster and more accurate than any player in the history of the NFL.
Than Marino?
That's what he says.
But he didn't say best quarterback.
No, no.
Because, and one thing that I quibbled when I watched the clip was he talked about, okay, he did win a Super Bowl, but then he like said, Aaron's won championships. I was like, besides the Super Bowl, give me the championship games that he's won. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't he like 1-4 in championship games?
Doesn't have a great record.
The other matchup.
There's a lot of great matchups.
There are. The other one that I wanted to bring up, though, is going to be the last one of the week. I'm definitely intrigued by Ben Johnson and the Bears and Caleb Williams against Cakes' guy. Look, he's in love with two guys in the NFL this year. It's Bill and J.J. McCarthy.
I love me some J.J. McCarthy. I actually love Kevin O'Connell more because he just takes randos and turns them into really good quarterbacks.
I was
going
to say, are you going to that well too often? Because you did that. You hit a home run with Sam Darnold last year. Yeah. That was your big, that was your man
crush. Do I have a bold prediction in store for J.J. McCarthy for tomorrow's show during the Junk's Crab kickoff? I don't know. I might. Possibly.
Junkies Crab kickoff tomorrow. We'll be having a lot of fun as we make our season-long predictions. Coming up next, Paul Dottino from WFAN in New York as we preview Giants Commanders. We're starting to get ramped up for week one here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.